morning.
Good morning.
Thank the Lord for his faithfulness. Appreciate the presence of each one. Above all, appreciate the presence of the Lord. Desire your prayers this morning yet one more time, still depending on him. Thank the Lord for the encouragement that we do have someone to care, someone to share. We heard about last week, that friend that we have. You know, it's all the provisions that God has made for us in his word. We just help us to take full advantage of it. I believe what the Lord has given for today is going to go right along with it. So I desire your prayers. One thing I wanted to say before we get into the message this morning. You know, as there's God-given duties and responsibilities that we have. And there's duties that myself and those that minister the word of God that we have as ministers of the gospel, we have a duty to preach the word of God under the inspiration of his spirit and of the Holy Ghost. But then as pastors, Brother Henry and I have extra duties and responsibilities. And I know we endeavor to show this and we hope that you feel it. But we do have that same duty to minister the word of God under the unction of the Holy Ghost. But I hope you know that we have a love and a care and a concern for each and every one of you. Every member of this congregation holds a special place in our heart. And our desire as we deliver the word of God is that we want to see each one get as close to God as you possibly can. We want to see each one of you to just get a real hold of salvation. We want to see each of you get it fixed and settled in your heart and in your mind that I'm going to make it to heaven by the living grace of God. And not only that, but as you journey along the way, that you would influence and encourage somebody else to come with you. That's the desire that we have, and that's the duty that we have that God has given us as being the pastors of this congregation. So that's what we endeavor to do on a Sunday in and Sunday out by the help of the Lord. So in thinking about that, think about just even this congregation and just your life in general. When you look around, maybe there are some that you used to see that you don't see. You know, some have passed on. Maybe some moved to a different location, but some they used to be here, but they're not. And maybe even just think about those that you know. Maybe some that you know that used to have an experience with God, that they don't have that anymore. What happened? What happened? Is God still the same?
Yes.
Nothing's changed since we were born. What do we expect every morning? That the sun's going to shine and there's going to be light. And, you know, that's still going on. So God hasn't changed. We heard a message several Sundays ago about, will ye go away also? Y'all remember that one?
Yes.
So how can we make sure that in 5 or 10 years, as long as God extends life and extends breath, that we're still here? Yes. We're still endeavoring by the grace of God to live for him. You know, it takes something on our part.
Yes.
And the thought this morning is written in our heart. When we think about God's laws and we think about his truth, it must be written in our hearts.
Amen.
I'd like to begin with a scripture in the Old Testament, and then we'll follow it with a scripture in the New Testament,
And as we read both of these scriptures, take note of the similarities. We know as we read through the Word of God, we know that a lot of things are prophesied in the Old Testament and then they're fulfilled in the New Testament. So there we see that connection. And this is no different. We'll see it here as well. We're going to start in the 31st chapter of Jeremiah and the 33rd verse. Jeremiah 31 and 33.
But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel.
This shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel.
After those days,
saith the Lord,
I will put my law in their
inward parts
and write it in their hearts
and will be their God
and they shall be
my people. You know, God had prophets in the Old Testament, didn't he? And he spoke to those prophets just as he speaks to us today. And he let the prophet Jeremiah know that I have something I want you to tell the people. And I want you to say, thus saith the Lord, I'm going to put your law in your inward parts and I'm going to write it in your heart. And you see the benefit of that. There's a benefit to it. There's something that's going to be a blessing to each and every one of you. When you get my law written down in your heart, then I'm going to make a commitment to you. See, I'm going to then be your God, and then you're going to be my people.
Amen.
Isn't that wonderful? That's one of the provisions that we have, that we can call him, that's my God. See, but in order to call him my God, we got to have his laws written down in our heart. See, we can call him God and he can say, that's my people. That's my child there. Now let's go to Hebrews, the 8th chapter and the 10th verse, and recognize again the similarity of the words. There's just a few words that are changed a little bit. But the essence of what is said here is the same thing. Hebrews 8 and 10.
For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel.
And this,
after those days, saith the Lord.
For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord.
I will put my laws into their minds.
And write them in their hearts.
And
I will be to them a God.
And they shall be to me a people.
I will be to them a God. And they shall be to me a people.
Amen.
He's going to write them in our hearts. You know, when God's word and his laws are written in our hearts, it changes us, doesn't it? You know, when we become acquainted with God, the Word says we become a new creature. All things, the old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. And in another place, it says something about he takes out that stony heart and he gives us a heart of flesh. Right? So when we get God's laws down in our heart, it affects every aspect of our life. The writer talks about it affects our affections, our passions, and our appetites, they become purified by the Word of God. So the things that maybe were once a draw to us, when we get God's laws written down in our heart, they don't have the same effect that they used to have on us. Something becomes different. We're talking about God wanting to be our God, and he wants to be our people. But we got to make some changes, don't we?
Yeah, amen.
It has a complete effect on everything that we do. And love, our love to God and to our fellow man. And our willingness to obey. And to feel the love that is fulfilling what laws God has given us. And instead of them being written on some stones, right? Remember, we're going to talk. There's some other scriptures we're going to get to. Remember when God gave the commandments to Moses?
Yes.
He put them on some stones, didn't he?
Yes.
Right? But we're talking about something that goes beyond that. Stones can be broken up, can't they? They can be destroyed. But when you get something written down in your heart,
amen.
It's going to have a place there. You know, but there's something happens though. See, what happens now if those laws that I once had written down in my heart, that I start to let them escape? See, God, we talk about this from time to time. When we deal with God, God does His part when we do our part. Right? So if I want God to be my God and I want to be His people, then I got to keep His laws written in my heart.
Amen.
Because now, if I allow them to escape, then that commitment that He made is now broken. Right? The conditions are broken. You know, there's different things that we have in life, just in natural things, right? That they have conditions to them.
Yes.
You know, why would we expect anything different from God? To think that we can just do whatever we want to do and then just expect God to just be at our beckoning call? We got to meet the conditions.
Amen.
Just like it is in life, there's certain things. You want this, you have to do that. When we break those conditions, then the promises that God has given us, we can't say, "Well, Lord, you promised this."
Right.
But He's going to say, "Well, I said you must do this."
Right.
So then when you do this, now you can claim that promise again.
Right.
Yes.
You know that verse in Hebrews, the 8th chapter and the 10th verse?
Yes.
In the Amplified, it talks about, this is what it says here. It's written, talking about the laws of God written in our heart. It says, engrave them upon your hearts.
Yeah.
Engrave?
Yes.
When you have something engraved in your heart, what's going to happen to it? It stays there, doesn't it? You know how they brand, I don't know much about cattle, but they brand cattle, don't they? And it gives a stamp on them, and that just claims that somebody know that cattle belongs to you. When you get God's word engraved in your heart, you belong to God. And there's not going to let anything, if you get it down in here, you're not going to let anything interfere with it. It can hold a special place to you. And everything that comes along, no, I've got it engraved in my heart. I've got it down in here. It has a special value to me. I hope we understand what that means. To have it engraved in my heart. Help me, Lord. I want your word and your truth and your laws engraving in my heart. Because if they're engraving in there, then I'm not going, there's no chance that I'm going to go against them in any kind of way.
Amen.
I'm going to say, yes, Lord.
Amen.
The rest of the days of my life.
You know, it talks about just this comparison of having something down in your heart rather than just in your head. You can have a knowledge. You can have an understanding. You know, it relates to just not just saying it. It's about living it. That's the difference, right? Of having something engraven in your heart. You heard the expression about having a revelation from God? That's having His word engraven in my heart. It's so valuable. It's so important to me. Think about most of us that were brought up. We've been taught God's word since we were young children, haven't we? We've been going to Sunday school. How many times you've been to Sunday school? We count from, you know, from a child. Sunday school and service, and the truth of God's word's we've heard it over and over. And over and over and over again. But you know, it takes more than just hearing it. There's a
a transition that has to take place. You've heard maybe someone testify and say about something that they've been instructed that, I got it, I understand it now. That's that transition. That's the transition of it going from your head and getting it down in your heart.
Amen.
That's that transition that takes place. And the beauty of having God's word and his laws engraven in our heart. The trials and the tests of life, they don't have the same kind of influence that they would have. Right? Because of what I have down in my heart. And because I know all of the word, God's promises that he has given me in his word. I can hold on to them because they're down in my heart. And I know that God said, as long as I have it written down in my heart, he's going to be my God. He's going to be my God. And I know that he's going to take care of my every need. I want to mention here a natural example. Those of us that are married may know a little something about this. You know, when you start out courting someone and you feel that infatuation and that love that you have for them that you feel like is just so strong. And, oh, I love them so much. And doesn't matter what they do, I love them. You know, the beginning of relationships is really, it's about, that's a head love, if you allow me to say it like that. Yeah, for this example, it's a head love. Because really, you think about it, you take two different people from two different families, from two different backgrounds, sometimes two different nationalities, and you bring them together. There has to be a transition of love. That love has to go from the head to the heart.
That's right.
Because you know why? When you really get to know your loving spouse, when you start to learn maybe some of their weaknesses and some of their tendencies, and this is it's a two-way street here. It's not just one way. Because it goes both ways, right? You know, you think about the one that you say put up with, you know, but you have a love, so it's not even that, right? It's a care. I love you so much because that transition has happened to the heart. So those little things maybe that once you can say to get on your nerves. See, that love has transitioned from your head to your heart. And it's different now, right? And it's taking those vows that when we say, you know, the vow that above all other and all this and those things, we have to take that and it has to translate to our hearts.
Amen.
What happens when people get to the place where, I mean, you know our world. That transition doesn't take place. It's all up in the head, and then it doesn't translate to the heart. So it's like, I'm gone. But I made a vow to God, right?
Yeah.
I made a vow to God. Yeah. So Lord, take this love for my spouse and put it down in my heart.
Yeah.
And then what? You know the wonderful thing is, God changes you, right? He don't change them. Y'all know what I'm talking about. But I'm trying to give you an example in a natural sense so we can relate to this in a spiritual way, right? God's laws written down in our heart, not just having a head knowledge of it, not just I know what the scripture says, but like the sister was talking about, believing it.
Yeah.
I believe it because it's down in my heart.
Yeah.
And I know what God is going to do for me.
Right.
Because his laws is written down in my heart. Let's go to Proverbs, the third chapter, and the third verse.
Let not mercy and truth forsake thee.
Let not mercy and truth forsake thee.
Bind them about thy neck.
Bind them about thy neck.
Write them upon the table of thy heart.
Write them upon the table of thy heart. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck and write them on the tables of your heart.
Amen.
You know, we talked about the Ten Commandments, right? The tables of stone. Now we got in our heart, there's some tables. Write God's law in there.
Yeah.
So it can't be touched, right? When it gets down in here, there's a change that takes place. Now our inward motives are governed. The writer says the inwardly governed motives, because God's laws and His truth is written down in our heart. And it's about, again, relating that heart knowledge that leads us, you know, when we get God's laws down in our heart, then we'll begin to experience an assurance, right? As we go through life, as we go through different things, and God proves Himself time and time and time again, it's down in our hearts. So we have an assurance to know, I already know how God's going to take care of this. And we just have to fight against ourselves, right? So that we allow God to work. That's most of the battle. We already know what God can do. He's done it for us. If His laws is written down in our hearts, He's already proven Himself time and time again. Most of the time it's just, Lord, would you get me out of the way so you can work? Tell me, Lord. I'm thinking about myself right now. Lord, help me to just get out of the way. I know what you can do. Help me, Lord. So we can be like the song we sung several weeks ago. Hold to His hand. To God's unchanging hand. Just got to hold on now. I got His laws written in my heart. Let me just hold on. Because I know God's not going to change. Thinking about an example in the Bible. Remember with Joshua? When all the things that was going on there. And all the gods and these ones and that ones. And Joshua said, I don't know what y'all doing. Y'all do whatever you want to do. But I'm going to let you know something. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord.
Amen.
See, God's law was written down in His heart.
Yes.
He wasn't affected by everything else that was going on. He said, me and my house, that's what we're going to serve the Lord. God's law is written down in His heart. Lord, help me to have it down in my heart. You know, when I have it down in my heart, these next few verses that we're going to read, it'll express itself. I won't need, let's go to 2 Corinthians, the third chapter. 2 Corinthians 3, verses 1 through 3. This was some writings of Paul, and he was giving some instruction, and it's good instruction for us as well.
Do we commend ourselves?
Are
we, as some others, epistles of commendation to you?
Or need we, as some others, epistles of commendation to you?
Our letters of commendation from you.
Our letters of commendation. In other words, do we need somebody to speak for us? Do we need to have, here's my letter from my church that says I'm a child of God. Here's somebody over here that's good. They can vouch for me. They can tell you what kind of person I am. Do we need that? That's what Paul's asking here. Do we need somebody to vouch for us? Here's my letters. You think about it in a natural sense. Sometimes when you go on job interviews and things like that, you have some recommendations and you have to have some references. You know, sometimes those can be false. When it's some, you know, sometimes it's just about, you recognize what kind of person somebody is, right? Just in how they act, the words that come out of their mouth. Just you can just observe somebody. And you don't have to know. You don't have to go around with a sign. If God's laws is written in here, His graces that He's going to pour in there, they just going to come out.
Amen.
What else does it say here?
Ye are our epistles written in our hearts.
Ye are our epistles written in our hearts.
Known and read of all men.
For as much as ye are manifestly declared to be epistles of Christ,
ministered by us,
written not with ink,
but with the Spirit of the
living God, not in tables of stone,
but in fleshy tables of the heart.
See, it's down in here. I don't need somebody to come along with me to say, He'll vouch for me. My life will vouch for itself.
Amen.
Because God's laws is written on my heart. Now, remember we talked about He took out that heart of stone. Right? He gave us a heart of flesh. So that on that fleshly, He can write His laws on the fleshly tables of our hearts.
Yeah.
And you know, it's not written, the writer says, with ink, but it's graven. Remember we talked about being engraven,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We're talking about being graven, the writer said, by the finger of God.
Yes.
His Spirit within us. Writing His laws in our hearts. They don't need credentials, recommendations, because our lives are a testimony. Our lives are all the testimony that we need.
Yeah.
When God's laws is written down in our hearts.
Thank you, Lord.
There's some familiar examples. Remember Daniel? Was God's laws written in his heart?
Yeah.
They had to be, right?
Yeah.
Because he, you know, it didn't matter. He didn't say, you know, he made a consecration to God, and this is what I'm going to do. Three times a day, I'm going to my window and I'm going to pray no matter what.
Yes.
God's laws was written in his heart.
Yes.
Then the devil come along. Imagine that, right?
Right?
He's lurking, right? The scripture says he walketh about like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour.
Yeah.
Oh, we going to get that, brother. We going to get him. You know, y'all know the story. Daniel could have said, well, I'm going to still pray. But I could still be at the window. I could be down on my knees at the window. I'm still at the window, see? The window will be open. No. God's law is written in his heart. God's going to take care of me. You know, think about with that kind of a prayer life. You think God answered some prayers for Daniel?
Yes.
Oh, yes, he did.
Yes.
Daniel wasn't concerned about this one. Lord, you done taken me through all this portion of my life, I'm going to go right back to my window and I'm going to pray again. Well, I don't know. We don't know if there was somebody that was maybe whispering in his ear. Did you hear? Did you hear what's going to happen? If you pray to anyone besides these gods, they're going to throw you in the lion's den. You going to keep doing what you're doing? Yes. God's law was written in his heart.
Amen.
He didn't matter. You know, his thought was, you know what? If I go in the lion's den, Well, I mean, he had to have this kind of mindset. I don't know what he imagined what God was going to do. I mean, we know what God did because we know the end of the story. But what kind of thoughts maybe was going through his mind? What's going to happen? Well, I guess if I get eaten by lions, I'll be with Jesus. I mean, I'll be with God, right? But he wasn't concerned. God's law is written in his heart. God taking care of me. This is no different. God is still God.
Amen.
Right? Doesn't matter what the circumstances are. God is still God. His word is still true. Remember the three Hebrew boys? Similar situation, right? You going to bow down? Because if you don't bow down, you're going to get thrown in the furnace. God's law was written in their heart, wasn't it? Don't matter what happens to us, God will take care of us. Because I know his word is true. I know his promises are true. We know the end of the story. But you know what? We read stories like that for our encouragement.
Yes.
You know? Well, you know, and then right now, it's unlikely, right, that we're going to be threatened to be cast in a furnace. So that example is an extreme example in terms of now. I mean, we don't know what the future holds. But the point being, God is God. And it doesn't matter what the circumstances is. When I have his laws written down in my heart, I know his word is true and I know his promises are true. So these examples that we read about, they're to encourage us and to inspire us so that as we go through life, Psalms 37:31, that we don't have to be moved. The law of his God is in his heart.
None of his steps shall slide.
So we talk about that sliding, talking about a wavering. So as I go through my life and the trials and tests that come my way, as long as God's laws is written down in my heart, then I don't have to be shaken. I don't have to have my confidence in trusting God. It's not going to waver because his laws are written down in my heart. And if his laws is in my heart, then it's going to affect everything about me.
Yes. Right.
My eyes, my mouth, my hands, my feet, right? It's all going to be affected because of God's laws in my heart. It's going to have an effect on the words that I say. It's going to have an effect the places that I go and how I treat people. Because God's love is written down in my heart.
Amen.
It's going to affect every aspect of my life.
Amen.
You know, one songwriter put it this way. Said, no matter what happens, he's going to care for me.
Amen.
You think that songwriter had God's word and law written in their heart? No test I face. But sufficient grace is ready for my need. When sorrows rise to obscure my skies, he proves a friend indeed. No matter what happens, he gonna care for me. And his mighty hand will enable me to stand. No matter what happens. Isn't that, when you read, it seemed like that songwriter, you know, you could apply that song to Daniel, right? You could apply that song to the three Hebrew boys and other examples that we read in the Bible. God is no respecter of persons. He's done it for them, he'll do it for me too. I just have to make sure that I have his laws written in my heart.
Amen.
Then he'll be my God and I'll be his. You know, we can prove true and faithful by the grace of God.
Amen.
And those things that we have learned, the things that we have read, the things that we have seen work in other people's lives, when we get God's laws and His word down in our hearts, it'll work for us too.
Amen.
Right? It'll work for us too. It'll work for me too. When I have His law written down in my heart. My encouragement to all of us this morning, and myself included, to make sure, Lord, I want it get written down in my heart.
Yes.
I want your word and your truth engraven down deep. So no matter what comes my way, that I'm not swayed, I'm not moved, that I'll stand firm by the grace of God.
Yes.
Just like those that have gone before, that we read examples in the Bible, and we can look at others, those that in our lives, maybe some that we've known that have gone on before us, they went down the same pathway. They had God's laws written down in their heart. And God was true and faithful to them. And He'll be that same way to me as well. I thank the Lord for God's word and His laws. And I want to make sure that they're engraven in my heart.
Amen.
I appreciate your time and your attention this morning. I desire your prayers.